Kevin. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Bryce?
I'm not going to lie to you, Kev. I was just eating a mandarin orange and bit into a pretty rancid piece of it, so this may be the worst day of my life. Things are rough. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I'll
Things
be honest,
are rough.
I've never started in an interview like that, so that's good. Well, off to a unique start.
Yeah, some bad mojo, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Whereabouts are you calling from?
Oh, boy. Where am I? I have no idea where I am. I think I'm in Richmond, Virginia. We've been flying all over God knows where to get to these radio shows, and we've had like 5 a.m. flights in a row.
Oh, wow. My goal in life is to sometime get to a place where I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
I think that's a mark of success. Well,
thank
you.
Maybe. I've been ending up in places where I have no idea where I am for about 6 or 7 years now. So
there you go. You got me beat. I know all too well where I am. I'm in hell with this mandarin orange. Well, thank you so much for calling. We'll get right into it. You guys just released album number 2, your second full length anyway, a couple weeks ago. It's called Talking is Hard. You've played Jimmy Kimmel, I saw. You got a big tour plan in the new year. Are things moving as fast for you as it seems to someone standing on the outside?
I don't know. I mean, this is the second time around in this world, so I think we sort of take this time with a grain of salt, if you will. So we last time with the self-titled album, everything was blowing up, and it felt really, really fast, and which was a great thing. You know, we were just riding that wave, and this time around, I think we're just sort of trying to take it all in as much as we can this time. You know, trying to slow ourselves down, or at least our perspective down a little bit to really take it all in, because we realize the second time around that you know you never know if it's going to happen again.
Yeah, for sure. We first heard your band Walk the Moon a couple years ago when Anna Sun came out. That was a big song for you. So you had a lot of success. You kind of mentioned it, how fast it went the first time around. And so a lot of bands struggle with the follow-up and what they're going to do after that. So how did you guys handle it?
Well, it was always, before we started the album, before we started writing, it was on our minds a lot, like, you know, what are we going to do to make things different? And I think the key to that was just to not think about it, honestly. We were really excited about pushing the envelope as much as we could and sort of blowing out the spectrum on both ends of what Walk the Moon was or was becoming, and working with such a great producer, Tim Pagnotta. He made it so easy, and so the vibe was so chill in the studio, and we were never really thinking about one-upping ourselves. I think we were just thinking about exploring new territory and making a huge record, and I think it went well. I think we got what we wanted out of it, and we're not worried about sophomore slump at all, I don't think.
Okay, so for a band that's only a few years old, you've gotten to tour and do some really cool things. Is there anything that kind of stands out in your mind that you're really excited you've been able to do already?
Yeah, there's so many things. I think for me personally, one really exciting moment was the first time we played on television. That was a big thing because I grew up watching bands on TV. That sort of was the radar of what was good or what was cool growing up. So being able to be there and do that, experience that and for real was such a trip. And for me, that was a big moment. I know the rest of the guys have different moments, and a lot of them involve probably certain shows that we've played and places that we've been, you know, going all over Europe or going to Australia or something. Those are all such cool moments, and we're just glad to have them all, really.
Now, you mentioned, you know, being on TV and stuff and that being a trip. What I imagine was a real trip was your new song, Shut Up and Dance, which, by the way, is the motto in which I live my life, was recently on Dancing with the Stars, and Carlton was the guy dancing to your song. That must have been pretty weird.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. I think a day or two before, we got an email from our manager saying, by the way, the song's going to be on Shut Up and Dance, and Carlton's going to he's gonna dance to your song. And so I remember I went to my girlfriend's parents' house. We sat down, turned on the TV and watched the whole episode, and finally it came on at the very end, and it was really kind of cool. I think it was a cooler thing than I expected. I think I just expected it to be a quick moment, sort of in the middle of the show somewhere, but it ended up being the last dance and the winning dance, and it kind of blew my mind. That was pretty cool, and I hope I get to meet him and tell him how cool that was someday.
I hope this story involves your girlfriend's father was completely disapproving of you until he saw Carlton dance to your music.
That would be cool. Sadly, though, he likes me already.
Oh, that's too bad.
But yeah, that would be a really good story for the kids someday.
I was looking at your tour schedule coming up. It's pretty extensive. There are a couple Canadian stops. Sadly, nothing here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Are there any plans for more touring beyond your spring headlining thing next year?
All the time. I mean, nothing set in stone, but we are a touring machine. We get the most fun out on the road, and you know, meeting new people and playing for new people and playing in new places. So the possibilities are limitless for sure. We'll be going as many places as we can for sure.
Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, because we're a week away from Christmas. What are you guys as a band going to be doing for Christmas? Are you going to be on the road, or do you get to go home for that?
Thankfully, we get to go home. We're out doing sort of holiday radio shows until the 20th, and then we go home. And we'll be home for a few weeks, actually. So I will be spending most of the holidays on my couch with my dog watching television.
Beautiful.
Just how it should be.
Absolutely. Have you finished all your shopping yet?
I have finished my family shopping. The hardest shopping is shopping for the guys and the crew.
Sure.
It's crazy. It involves a lot of hours on Amazon. And consulting each other on what to get and what not to get. But
I assume it's giving a lot of socks and underwear.
You know, that's not a bad idea. We've never actually thought of that. You know, we try and get really unique gifts. Maybe the best thing is to just get everybody socks and underwear.
Bunch of guys on the road, there's probably nothing more they need than underwear.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Well, Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time and talking to us today. All the best moving forward with you and your band as you release your second album.
Awesome. Thank you so much.